Och pelloye ho Baba lore Io go ye o Lord o pa Hosanna ye ho Eshe o Baba. I want you to sink into the spirit of his appreciation this morning and sing to him and say,
Baba, glory in your glory,
listen to this one. It says,
Eshel Baba, Eshel Jesus, Eshel
appreciate you this morning. Thank you for the various ways in which you have been ministering unto us right from the commencement of the service today. Lord, as we proceed into your word, I ask and I pray that you yourself will speak unto your people through me from the throne of grace this morning. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Let's put hands together for the Lord. Want to thank God for this morning. There are so many things today. Today is the commencement of the freshers' service, which starts today, tomorrow, and Tuesday, and then we cap it all with the Holy Communion on Wednesday. But I've decided that I will not interrupt the series which we started so that we can conclude it and move to something else. So I will still go into the series today, and I will conclude the series by next Sunday. And towards the end of the ministering this morning, I will just give us a peep into the freshers' service. But I'm going to continue with the series. Can someone remind me again what the series we are dealing with? Can you speak it like you are confident that Christ be formed in you? And our passage is from the book of Galatians, chapter 4, verse 19. And for those of us who have been part of the series, can we read that verse 19 of Galatians 4 together? My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Remember, we are talking about Christ being formed in us. And we say that there are three formation stages, which is that of a suckling, of a babe, and of one that's of full age. And we talk about when you are evolving, that you have three levels, three types when you come to the church, that you can be the church and just be part of the number. You can be the church at just one who is counted, but you can do better by being one that is accountable. And we went to talk about different reasons why people come to the church. And I want to really, let's put down together for the Lord for the drama this morning. They have really tried to break down part, the key, the core of this series. We talk about seven reasons why people come to church. And I said that three of those reasons are not right, and four are the right reasons. And the first three wrong reasons. If you are a very good student, what's the first one? Transactional membership. That is when people come to church for contact, for gain, for help, for networking, for miracle, for healing, for wife, for husband, for assistance, for admission. If that's the only reason why people come to church, that is transactional membership. And some people come to church just for that. And the second one is what? Ceremonial membership. When they just come by affiliation, they don't want to be engrafted. They don't want to be embedded. They only want to affiliate, say, just to say that I am a member. And the third one is called what? Diabolical or mischievous membership. That is when people come to church with ulterior motive. They are on assignment, either deliberately or they are being used unknowingly. And the fourth one, which one we dwell on last week, is what? Consecrated membership. That is when people come actually to fellowship with God. And the Bible said that the thank God that those who will fellowship with God, they worship him in spirit and in truth. Last Sunday, I said that three things are key to fellowship. Because I want to mention that before I go on this morning. I said, if you really come to church to really fellowship, which is the act of the purpose why you should come to church, I said three things must be important to you. Number one, maybe we should read that verse again in case, just for us to remind us, in case those who are not here last Sunday. Can we just go again to look at 1 John chapter 1 verse 3. 1 John chapter 1 verse 3 quickly before I go into the next one this morning. 1 John chapter 1 verse 3. That which we have seen and heard and declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. I said three things. What you have seen, what you have heard, and what you declare. Meaning number one, When you come to church, you must to fellowship, you must desire to have an encounter. Because it's about what you have seen. It's not about third party experience. It's not about what other people say. Yes, other people might say things, but you yourself, you must have an encounter. So when you come to fellowship, you must also come with a desire. I want to see God. I want to meet Him. I want to have an. I want to experience Him. What's your experience? And number two, what you have heard, meaning what you have learned. And I said that when you are coming to church, you always come with the mind that you want to learn something at the feet of the Lord. And I said that it is not proper for anybody to come to church without a pen and paper. Or if you are a digital migrant like myself, because I enjoy typing on my iPad or my down writing with pen and paper or with your iPad. But if anybody just come to church, you are coming to church on Sunday, and the only thing you have just come with your hand, with your head and Bible, without anything to document, to take notes, then you are not coming with a learning spirit. When you come to church, you must come to learn what we have seen, what we have heard, not that what we have learned. And you must have a teachable spirit. When you come to church, but prepare that you are coming to a place to learn. Just like a student who is going to a class, you are Mass 101, and the only thing you have there is just that you have a seat and then you have your head. Can you document what you learn Mass 101 just on your head without writing down? Is that possible? So why should you come to church? If you know you want to have an experience, you want to fellowship and don't have any writing material. And number three, what we declare, we talk about testimony. You must be able to testify. Your life must be a testimony. Your life must testify to the Lord in your class, in your place of work, in your house, in your hostel, in the community where you live. And that's where we stopped last Sunday. And today, we are going to the fifth one, which one of the fourth, one of the four good reasons, the right reason why people come to church. Some people come to church for service. What did I say? And that's what I call sacrificial or participatory membership. What do I call it? Sacrificial or participatory membership. And let us go to the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 6 to 7, quickly. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 6 to 7. With good will. No, start from verse 6. We are going to. Not with eye service, as men please. I want us to really note this. Item by item. Not with eye service, as men pleasers, but what? As servants of God, doing the will of God. From where? From where? Hold on, we are going to go to verse 7. When you come to church, one of the reasons you come to church, you look for a place to serve the Lord. You come look for a place where to be useful to the Lord. And these, otherwise we say, these people, they are actually people who are participating, who are ready to make sacrifice. But when you want to serve the Lord, it will take your time, it will take your talent, it will take your resources. So it's a sacrifice. Service is sacrifice. So people should come to church to serve the Lord. And when you come, I said, don't leave verse 6. I'm still on verse 6, please. Because I want to, I'm still dwelling on that. So, and when you come to church to serve, these are things you must know. You must not come with the purpose of having high service. High service is Yoruba, it's called Shekari Mi Ojuaye. You only come to serve so that people will notice me. And he said, not as men pleasers. When you come to church to serve, don't think you are coming to serve man. You are coming to please somebody. You are not coming to please the pastor. You are not coming to please your unit leader. You are not coming to please your friend who has invited you, or even your parent with whom you have come to the church. But come with the mind that you are coming to serve the Lord. Because if you do any of these things, you are just wasting your time. If you come, you are doing service. It's only when pastor is there that you do what is right. It's only when pastor says that you do. You don't do what is right except you are told. You only want to please men. You are just wasting your time. Say, but as servants of Christ, which means Christ is supposed to be the one you come to serve. It's not about the pastor. It's not about the ministers. It's not about your unit leader. But you have the mind that I am responsible to God. I am come to this place to serve Christ and Him alone. And if you have the mind that it is Christ you have come to serve, a lot of bickering in the church will not be there. A lot of murmuring in the church will not be there. A lot of gossip in the church will not be there, because your business is not with man, but with Christ. And he says that doing the will of God from where? From where? From the heart. So you are coming to church to connect to Christ with your heart. Not with your mouth. Not with your head. Not just with your intellect, but from the heart. And then verse 7, what does it say? Go to verse 7. With the good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to man. So these are committed members. So this is one major reason. Apart from fellowship, you must come to the church with the mind that you are here to serve Him. And you know, faithfulness and sincerity are prerequisites for service. If anybody is in the church and you want to serve, you must know that God expects you to be sincere. God expects you to be faithful. If you are not ready to be faithful, if you are not sincere, then you're not ready for service. So when you come to church, if you come that I come because I want to connect with Christ. Thank God last Sunday, after the sermon, when I was asking people that you should not just be part of the number. That if you are come to fellowship, then you must have an address within the church. If you address the choir unit, if you address the ushering unit, if you address the chapel keeper, many people, they are minister, Yahweh of no fixed address. They are in the church, but they are minister Yahweh of no fixed address. You can't tie them to anything. So, but if you are in the church to serve, where are you located? You can't say, where are you? I'm in Ife. Where in Ife? If somebody say, I'm in Ife, is that enough? Is that one identifiable? Because so many people are in Ife. You can't say, I'm a member of Sida. No. What? Where is your address in Sida? Ask someone who sit to you, where is your address in Sida? Do you have an address? Are you in Cedar without an address? Either your address might be choir, might be ushery, might be technical, might be media, but you must have an address. And I challenge you this morning. Make sure that you are in this church to serve. You see, We said, I talk about, no, we said that they are sacrificial or participatory membership. Now, when you have a group like this of people, and any group you have, you are the participant, you are the parasites. Some are there to participate, to contribute, but some are there to parasitize. When you come to church, you sit on the chair. You listen to the choir. You watch drama, you are blessed. You listen to the you participate, you are part of the prayer administration, you are touched. You listen to the message, you feel that God has met you, and you stand on your feet and just walk away. You go to the toilet, use the toilet, and just you pee or you poop and you go away. You don't know that some people prepare that toilet. You never thought that some people clean this church. You never thought that some people arrange the chair. You never thought that some people this the micro I'm holding, they put it together. You never thought that some people did the decoration. You never thought that some people were giving them carrying a basket to collect the offering. So where are you contributing? You are a parasite. Don't be a parasite. Participate. Be a participant. Tell somebody, don't be a parasite. Tell someone, participate. Are you participating in this ministry? Or are you parasitizing in this ministry? Are you participating? And you know one thing? You cannot, the way to be established, the route of parasitism is not the route of establishment. Parasite can never be established. Do you know that? They are ever dependent on the host. They don't have a source of nourishment. They don't have a connection with independent source of nourishment. Anybody who wants to be established cannot afford to be a parasite. When you see people, they are in the church for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and there's Kofeli, Kokbasi, Kukun Klasikana is a parasite. The root to establishment is not the root of parasitism. Serve, don't sap. Some are serving in the church, some are sapping the church. Are you contributing? Are you participating? See, you can be part of the work in so many ways. I said today, I am going to meet, and I'm announcing before the announcement, all the Senate members and the media members in this church, I want to meet at the end of the service. And why did I say that? We are planning our convention and anniversary. And I expected, with the number of the youths we have in this church, youths are known with innovation, are known with dynamism, are known with activity. I expected people to say, okay, design, no. This is supposed to be hub of innovation. There should be people who have come up with various ideas on their own that cannot contribute with designing. We are not even talking about money now. But people are just waiting. They don't even on their own say, what can I do? You can contribute ideas. This is supposed to be a place of ideational fluency, where so many ideas should be on our table and we are juggling together. See, which one do we choose? What are you contributing? See, there, and also, yes, I've not preached a message really on giving, but let me tell you, you cannot serve without giving. That's the truth. Service is about giving. It might be money, it might be material, it might be serving, it might be time. But there cannot be service without giving. But Parasites don't want to, they don't give anything, they take everything. Parasites, they suck life out of their host. And when the hosts die, they move on to the next one. They don't sympathize with the host. Serve. Come to the church to serve. I know, and let me tell you something. If you are a Christian and you are not giving your tithe, you are not doing well. And people say, let me tell you something. Tithe giving is not only for, it's not only for workers, even students. And I thank God for some students in this church, and I mean it, and I tell my wife every time, there are some people I will see the tithe 200 naira, 300 naira, and I tell my wife, I say, look, I like this. I don't like those who give 100 and more than that. But when I see students who are paying tithe of 200 naira, I say, so if this guy got 2,000 naira and is able to pay 200 naira, I'm so happy. So each time I see such kind of thing in our account, 200, 300, from and they put that tithe, say, these guys are growing right way. And if you cannot give tithe, if you have 2,000 naira, you can't give tithe to 200 naira. You are not telling me if you have 10 million, you give 1 million, it's a lie. Is it possible? Somebody that cannot give tithe of 200 naira from 2,000, you now give, say, God, give me 10 million, I will bless you. You think God is a fool? If you give him 10 million, you say, to remove 1 million. If he has 1 million, to remove a whole 100,000 naira. See, you cannot, when you are serving God, service incorporates giving. And see, I will show you something in the Bible, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, to let you know that, see, let me say something. Whether you pay your tithe or don't pay your tithe, church of God will move on. Because whatever mission God has commissioned, he has made provision. So I'm not saying this because I'm soliciting. No, but I'm saying for your own good. That is the challenge that many people are having. They think they are wise, but they don't know they are being foolish. Let me show you something. Let's go to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 14, quickly. 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 14. Yes, God bless you. And therefore, I have sworn on the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor with offering forever. Now, if you look at the new, can you go to NIV? Another translation. Therefore, I swore to the house of Eli, the guilt of Eli's house will never be atoned for by sacrifice or offering. Now listen to me. And I don't want some people to misunderstand this, to say maybe you can bribe God. No. That's not what I'm saying. But there are two things. See, why do we as Christians, when we come before God, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ? Because since we're already born again, why do we plead the blood of Jesus Christ? Because we know there might be, not, sin is not only by commission, but also by what? Omission. So, sometimes, no matter how much you try, sometimes, you fall below the line. And there are two things that atones. Apart from saying you come for repentance, two things that atones for the sin before God. There are two things, sacrifice and what? Offering. Sacrifice. And so Eli annoyed God so much, God then had to swear that two things. So I know two things that I used to wipe away. I'll use for atonement. But for this one, no. If you give me sacrifice, if you give me offering, I will not accept. So to please God, these two things must be before you, because your sacrifice speaks before God for you. Your sacrifice comes before God when the enemy is making a case against you. Sacrifice and offering, there are things that automatically makes way for you before God, gives you faith for God, and make you to be, you know, in favor, in right standing with God. If you go to the New Testament, let's go quickly. Let's go to the book of Acts of Apostles. Quickly. Chapter 10, verse 1 to 6. Acts of Apostles, chapter 10, verse 1 to 6. Quickly. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as Italian regiment. Verse 2. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. One day, at about 3 in the afternoon, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, Cornelius. Cornelius stared at him in fear. What is it, Lord? And he asked. The angel answered, your prayers and gifts to the poor are come up as a memorial offering before God. Hold on. What did the angel tell me? Your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as what? As a memorial. See, Cornelius was not born again. Are you listening to me? He had an idea of God, but he was not born again. He was somebody who was generous. Generous to the church, generous to people, giving to the poor, giving to the minister, giving to the saints. But he was outside the court of the law. And at a point, this thing stood before God. The offering stood before God. I said, God, no. Will this man go to hell? I must reach out to him with my mercy. And see what God did. Go on. What is standing your memorial before God? Go on. Now send man to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon, who is called Peter. Verse 6. He is staying with Simon the Tanner, who is by the sea. The next one. Tell you what you shall do. If you read King James Version, he now said, go to Peter. He will tell you what you will do. He was missing his way. He was doing everything, but missing God. Because of that, his sacrifice, God now guided him and led him to the way. And you know what God did? You know, Cornelius was not even a Jew. Peter would not have gone to preach to him because there was that separation. God had to go ahead to appear to Peter, gave him a vision. Where is some unclean beast? And Peter said, no, I cannot eat. God wanted to break the barrier, the bias in the mind of Peter, just because of Cornelius, who was not a Christian, who was not one of his own, who was outside the court. The only thing that made God to do all this was what? Sacrifice. Prayer. And when he now came, Peter would have rejected, would have seen him, but God went ahead of him. See, because of your sacrifice and offering, God will go ahead of you. You see some people, let me tell you, there are certain principles are universal. That's why you see some unbelievers, they make waves. Not because they are born again, but they understand this principle of sacrifice. Cornelius was not born again, was not what he's saying, but what paid way for him was his sacrifice. There was a memorial. Let me ask you this morning, what is your memorial? I walk around there, the church, I see now we're interlocking. You see weed coming out, and we have young people here. Nobody thought of it. Ah, let me go there and remove this, the grass. Nobody thought of it until the pastor said, let us come so for sanitation. In the church of art, do you need money to do that? Do you need to bring out your money? Nobody had thought that, an event is coming. Why can I we come on our own? Some group of youth organized to leave. Let us come and clean the cobwebs in the church. Nobody thought about that. And we just want to come to your listen to sermon, and someone will criticize the sermon is not too good enough. We criticize the pastor, we criticize the choir, we begin to look for faults of those who are even serving. And we are coming, we all say we are coming to serve God. What kind of thing are you doing? Ask somebody again, are you a participant or you are a parasite? Make up your mind. You are going to be contributory. You are going to be contributing in cash, in kind. If you don't have cash, contribute kind. If you have both, give both. Because God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Before I now just give us a pimp to the French, let's look at one verse, John chapter 12, verse 26, quickly. And after that, I will just pause for now. We'll conclude this sermon, this series next Sunday. John chapter 12, quickly, verse 26. John chapter 12, verse 26.
If any man serve me, let him. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man, now look at that, this second part now. If any man serve me, him will my father. If any man serve me, it's a promise. See, this honor, it can be tangible, it can be intangible. No, some of the honor might be good health. Some might be safety. It might be protection. It might be promotion. It might be favor. It might be things you don't deserve that's given to you. If any man serve me, come to God to serve him. And don't come to please the pastor. Don't come to do eye service. Come to serve with your heart. When I was young, even before I became a Christian, when I was in primary school, because I attended a Christian primary school, St. Paul Anglican School, there was a song they used to sing. Kini shere foluwa, kini shere foluwa, wani o da wo, o lo da, wani o kori, o lo ko, wakpe yosik pade, o lo lo. Ojo kan la ubiri be kini shere soluwa kini shere soluwa kini shere soluwa wani odawo oloda wani okorin oloko won pe e si pade ololo ojo kan la ubiri be kini shere oya o kini shere kini sere soluwa won ni odawo oloda won ni okorin oloko won pe e si pade ololo o ojo kan la obire pe kini sere soluwa kini sere soluwa kini sere soluwa won ni odawo oloda won ni okorin oloko won pe e si pade ololo o ojo kan la obire pe kini sere soluwa kini sere soluwa kini sere soluwa won ni odawo oloda won ni okorin oloko won pe e si pade ololo o ojo kan la obire pe kini sere soluwa.
The lesson of that song is the, what is your service before God? They say, make financial contribution? No. Make, give service? No. Give time? No. You are doing nothing. Don't parasitizing. But God say, he that serve me with my father honor. Is anybody ready to receive the honor of the Lord this morning? Are you expecting? And I said that honor can be tangible, can be intangible. Can be tangible. But this morning, if there's anybody who is not serving God sincerely here, the Lord will give you a change of heart. Amen. Can you stand on your feet? Stand on your feet. I want you to make a personal decision this morning that you will be a contributor in the household of God. You will serve him in spirit and in truth. I want you to pray on this before I just give us, and because we just have a peep into the fresh air service because of time, but I don't want us to end it without a moment of prayer. I don't know in your heart, are you actually serving him in spirit and in truth? This morning, I want every one of us to make a decision. If you already signed me, make a rededication that I'm recommitting myself to your service. Because your service, in terms of sacrifice and offering, there are a memorial before God. God is always looking for a memorial. When you stand before God and say, my name is Ayobami Salami. God look at it. Okay, what's the memorial of this man? God begins to look. What's the memorial of this man? And when the enemy comes before the Lord to accuse you, say, look at him, deal with him, kill him. And there is something will rise up. Say, God, remember this man that is being accused. Remember he did this one. This man that is being accused. Remember this one. This man is being accused. Remember this one. God, he has a memorial. Devil. No. I will show him mercy. Remember when Joshua the high priest came before God. The enemy was accusing him. True of us. The enemy was accusing him. But he had a memorial. Though that maybe that God to have mercy, he remove his garments of unrighteousness. So there is a, when you stand before God, God always looking at when you have, it's just like when you roll call, your name is called before God, God will look at it, they will scan the system. No, as you have the system in the world here, if woman maker have computer database, do you know when you go to embassy? When they are interviewing you, they already have you. You know, if anybody has committed a crime in Germany, I now go to apply to embassy in France. There's a database, they share database. So by the time they are looking at, they are interviewing you, they are already looking at your history. So when you stand before God, what is the memorial? What is God seeing on the database? As your service, as your sacrifice, as your offering, whether in cash or in kind. Tell God this morning, I want to have a memorial. Lord, help me to have a memorial. Lord, help me to have a memorial. Ska impre kasatalaba. Ske improgo ske popo sempo de gashita. If you are not having any address in this church, at the end of this, I go and get an address. Don't be Mr. Yahoo of no fixed address. If you don't have identification, get an ID. If you're already serving him, tell God, I am dedicating myself unto you. Can you just go before God and just speak unto him this morning? No matter the way in which this message has ministered to you. Just pray about it. Just speak to God. I give you 1 minute to just do that on your own. Whatever God has dropped in your spirit from this message this morning, can you speak unto God? Nehemiah said, God, remember me for good. Tell God, I've come to this church to serve you. I've not come for any man. Christ is my focus. Even if Christ was not your focus before, you can change your focus today. I am not coming to do high service. I will not do high service again. If you have been doing it before, ask God to forgive you. I'm not going to be one of the men pleaser. If I've been trying to please men before, from today, it's only you I want to please. It's Christ I want to see. I'm not coming for anyone. I'm coming for you. I promise you, God, from today, in this church, in this ministry, it is you that will be my focus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray this morning. May you redeem us with your mercy. May you redeem us with your mercy. May you redeem us with your mercy. In any area where we are falling short of your marking scheme, Lord, may you help us by your mercy. May we refocus onto proper service. May we focus on Christ. May we not be here to please men. May we not be here to do high service. May we make Christ to be our focus. May we no longer be parasites. May we begin to sacrifice and participate in the advancement of your kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Open your eyes and go to the book of Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 19. Which is our theme for our fresher service. Just in the next 5 or so minutes. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 19 quickly. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 19. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinged feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places. Can you give me the Amplified Version? Let's take it in the Amplified Version as we pray. Amplified Version. God bless you. Now look at this. The Lord is my strength, my personal bravery. I like that. As we go into a new month tomorrow, you know, if this year is divided into 3 equal parts, today is the end of the four, of one of the 3 parts. Do you agree? If you divide this year into 3 equal parts, today is the end of the one of the 3 parts. And I don't know the challenges that you have been facing since the beginning of this year, and the things you are even looking ahead. Some of you are looking at the exam. Some of you are looking at service. Some of you are looking at your business. Some of us are even looking at school fees of children we are going to pay. Some of us, we have so many things that we look at that this year, God. And when we look at what we are battled with in the first 4 months, we are becoming weak. We are becoming weary. Somebody called me about a week ago and said that even when I wanted to pray, I don't have the strength to pray. Because I've prayed, I've fasted. It's as if my sister is making a mockery of my prayer. So I don't have the confidence again to pray. But as we are going into the next month, the Lord God will be your strength. Say, my personal bravery, whatever challenge you are facing, the Lord will brave the situation for you. Say, am my invincible army. God will raise an army of fighters to fight your battle. You have been fighting, and the enemy is draining your strength. You are getting battle weary. Your knees are sagging under the weight of the challenges. But the Lord is going to bring an invisible army to fight your battle and strengthen you so that you will not be weak again. In the mighty name of Jesus. And he said, he makes my feet like the hind's feet and will make me to walk. Look at that. Not to stand still in terror, but to walk. You see, when people are trying to push forward and they are getting in contact with barricades, at times they pull, they just stand still. They are rooted on the same spot. They are moving forward. But that's going to change in your life. I said that's going to change your situation. You are not going to stand still. You are not going to be head down. Say, I am moving forward. I will not stand still in terror. You will not be glued down by terror. You will not be terrified. You will not be terrorized again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bear to walk and make spiritual progress. Hallelujah. You enter into time of progress. The time of stagnation is over. The time of progress is now. The stand of stand is over. The stand of progress is now. The stand of terror is over. The time of testimony is now. In the mighty name of Jesus. You will no longer be terrified, but you will testify. You will no longer be terrified, but you will testify. You will no longer be terrified, but you will testify. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say, upon my high places. See, I will walk, make progress upon my high place of trouble, sovereign, or responsible. For the mission, for the chief musician, my string instrument. See, said that you will now make progress upon your high place of suffering. Okay? Of trouble, you walk over them. See, when Christ began to walk over water, that is walking over trouble. Water, nobody is supposed to stand on water and not sink. You are supposed to sink when you walk over water. But Christ walked over water. That means he walked over his trouble. Whatever trouble is trying to press you down, trying to suppress you, to bow your head, to bow your spirit. This time, as we go into the month of April, the Lord will cause you to walk over it and walk over it and leap over it. In the mighty name of Jesus. The challenge you are facing will not sink you. You will ride over it. 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 Jesus, can you just pray about it just for 1 or 2 minutes? I will just pray for you now. Just the way this thing minister, just pray. I give you upon on your own, use your own mouth to declare what is going to happen based on this scripture, based on this verse. Yes, that the time for you to be terrorized is over. The time to testify is here. In the mighty name of Jesus. The time for you, is there anybody terrorizing you? Is your lecturer, your supervisor, your boss, your economy, your spouse, your family, your home, your husband, your wife, your children are terrified or terrorizing you. No, a hand is coming to you. Say, now it's time for me to begin to testify in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that's terrorizing me today, I rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I reach testimony. I pluck testimony out of the jaw of terror in the mighty name of Jesus. Manska palaba. Reseke popo. Reseke pepe. Rekekeke sepolaba. Skambalakaska. Leske polaba. Skahibaraka. Skehembalaba. Rekekeke. Rigagagaga. Rangagagaga. Rimba skahimba. Yarima skahanda. Leske posalaga. Yarimo skopolobo. Skahandalaba. Skahadulaba sadalaba. Jilimaska. Lehuriba. Lose capable. Yes, say it's time for me to progress. Time for progress. Time for progress. Time for progress. Lord, I move forward. 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 I'm advancing. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes, man santalaba. Yerege simple people. Ringa gagaska. Leke sent Holy Ghost. Situation bow over under me. Situation bow under me. I live in dominion. I walk over my trouble. They come under my feet. In the mighty name of Jesus. Man satalaba. Yarama makaska dalaba. Ringege sent Holy Ghost. The Lord will strengthen me. The Lord will strengthen me. I see the strength of the Lord. I have the strength for progress. I receive the strength for advancement. I receive the strength to move forward. I receive the strength for testimony. I receive the strength for victory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Man sataluaga. Maoraga. Re sekepo. Lehuraba. Aruba sadala. Aogabasa. Engegegegege. Man satalua. Mahuga. Skehobolaga. Jeri masanda. Le sakapala. Re sokobo shanda. Linga gagaga. Au, main sekepo, la hanga gaga gaga, la huga, la huga, la huga, la huga, la huga, manso tolobo, yegaraba, sahoba, yamba sandaraba. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, this morning, what are the issues of life terrorizing your people, holding them to a spot, inhibiting their progress, making their joy not to be full? Lord, today, put an end to it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, today, put an end to it. In the mighty name of Jesus. I speak into your life. Begin to walk on your high places. I speak into your life. Begin to terrify every that be terrorizing you. I speak into your life. Begin to make progress where you have been held down. In the mighty name of Jesus. I speak to your life. Receive strength over everything that has been trying to weaken you. Everything that's trying to weaken you spiritually, economically, emotionally, psychologically, materially. Everything that's weakening you today, receive strength of God over them. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Where you have been terrified, now receive testimony. Receive testimony. Receive testimony. Receive testimony. Receive testimony. Receive testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we have prayed.